Number 24. Wood as a resource.
No salt without wood. Thus, one could summarise, short and sweet, the importance of wood as a raw material for Hallstatt and the whole of the Salzkammergut. The original forest of this region was made up mainly of fir trees.
Das Tannenholz hatte einerseits den Vorteil,
fir wood has the advantage, on one hand, that it is relatively light, and so it could be transported easily by water. And the other advantage is that fir burns for a long time. When fir is burned, it generates very long flames, and the evaporation contraption to produce the salt pan, was constructed in such a way as to give maximum energy yield from the fir wood.
Wood wasn't used only to produce salt, but also in boat construction and for various hydraulic structures along the main transport routes for the salt, to make the Traun River navigable for boats. Wood was also used in mining, as building material for houses, and as a packing material for salt.
Durch diese ganze Raubbauwirtschaft.
Because of over-exploitation, there was a dramatic shortage of wood already by the end of the 16th century. The authorities tried, on one hand, by selective forestry methods to combat the wood shortage, and on the other hand, there were strict measures to conserve wood supplies. Only under very specific conditions could wood be used as a building material. Stone had to be used.
The construction of the world's first pipeline was one of the results of the permanent shortage of wood, says the manager of the Hallstatt Saltworks, Kurt Tomanek.
This was a technical achievement in the pipeline transporting the brine, which was completed in the years 1590 to 1602. Innumerable hollowed-out tree trunks were used to transport the brine from Hallstatt to Ebensee, 40 kilometres away.